the college has dining facilities where people from the community come and dine in, whether it's in our Casola dining room or in the banquet rooms that we have. But due to COVID, we are not able to do that. And yet our students are preparing these meals as part of their program. And so it was just natural for them to say, let's work with Feed Albany so that we can extend their footprint to Schenectady because our students are already involved in that. And Feed Albany welcomed that conversation, so welcomed the partnership, and they helped us with all the logistics. But what is also interesting is then we brought in another entity, and that is Schenectady Police Department, who will actually be the unit that delivers foods, packaged foods from our dining rooms or our kitchens into the communities. So it's really, it's a three-way partnership. We're Feed Albany, who have the infrastructure. We have the college, SUNY Schenectady County Community College, with our students in culinary, preparing the food. And then Schenectady Police Department delivering the food to those who have food insecurities. And just think of how transformational that is, that, you know, our police department will be knocking on doors and delivering foods, meals, to families.
How many meals are being planned to be delivered every week? And were there any changes to the kinds of meals that are being delivered under this new partnership than what was being served before in those dine-in programs that you had mentioned earlier?
No, certainly. So we anticipate between 150 and 200 meals a week. And were there changes? Yes. So in our dining rooms are really fine dining restaurants, really. They are real restaurants. They are restaurants on campus because our students need that experience, and you get a full course meal that is 10, 11 courses. But realizing that these foods will need to be packaged. So our chefs had to make some adjustments relative to their menu and the cuisines to accommodate for the adjustment in transporting them and also, you know, in the absence of refrigeration, et cetera. So our chefs made those adjustments.
Have other courses at SUNY Schenectady changed in a way to a model that directly helps people affected by the pandemic, not just the culinary program?
Yeah, I think, you know, so we have had several adjustments made in our workforce development. Instead of, again, of a number of courses, especially for folks who are who have been retrenched and coming back to hone on their skills, we are offering really very small targeted instruction for them. So, phlebotomy, x-ray technicians, those healthcare programs that are much more in demand now, we have to adjust. Instead of a class of 15, maybe it's just 5, making sure that these folks get their credentials fairly quickly and they go into the healthcare system fairly quickly to help us manage this pandemic that we find ourselves in.
So actually speeding up the education of fields, of students in fields that will be very helpful in this day and age.
Absolutely, absolutely. Indeed.
I know that SUNY Schenectady has worked with the county as a vaccine pod. So are there any discussions underway to have SUNY Schenectady step up its role as a point of distribution?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So there are discussions underway. And in fact, we have preliminary plans already on paper for us to expand. Right now, as a pod, as a point of distribution, we are doing everything indoors. But if the weather cooperates, we have had conversations with the county's Department of Health to go to use our facilities, external facilities, our parking lots, as a drive-through vaccine site. And that way, accommodating more people when the vaccines are available. And we are ready. As an institution, we are ready. We have plans in place, and we have worked with the county, and they have blessed those plans. We are just waiting for more vaccines to show up. We could pivot within a matter of hours to that.
And what is SUNY Schenectady planning for next semester in the fall or even summer programming? Is the college really hoping to get all students back in the classrooms and really be at full strength once again, or will there still be a big hybrid component?
We remain hopeful, sir, that in the fall that there will be more students on campus. So our hope and our plan right now is to accommodate more students back on campus in the fall. But obviously that assumes the availability of vaccines and getting a preponderance of our students vaccinated. But that is the plan right now, sir.